President Obama's nomination to head the Securities and Exchange Commission, Mary Jo White, is a very successful lawyer. Maybe too successful to be the nation's chief financial regulator? Her triumphs as a tough prosecutor who took down John Gotti and a laundry list of most wanted terrorists became a very successful corporate lawyer. White has defended a slew of Wall Street banks, sometimes in cases against the SEC. Joining me to discuss White's nomination to the commission is Peter Henning, a law professor at Wayne State University. Peter was also a senior attorney with the Securities and Exchange Commission's Enforcement Division in the late 80s and early 90s. Professor Henning, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but it just seems like the financial disclosure statement of Mary Jo White, and to a lesser extent, her husband, also a corporate lawyer, would fill a semester course in conflicts of interest at any law school in the United States. What do you think?
Well, it's not bad that you're not a lawyer, but it's certainly she is going to face conflicts. And there's no question that she will be, not only because of herself, but also her husband, who was the head of one of the SEC divisions back around 2006 to 2008. But conflicts of interest aren't necessarily disabling. You can deal with them as long as you recognize them and are upfront about them. So it's really where conflicts cause problems is when either someone tries to ignore them or something pops up that you hadn't noticed before. So, you know, she's made a lot of money in private practice, as has her husband. But I don't think it's disabling.
Well, it seems disabling to me if she has to recuse herself in any cases involving Microsoft, which she suggests she may have to do because Microsoft was a client, or JDS Uniphase, a big player in the telecom sector.
Well, those types of companies don't have all that many dealings with the SEC. They could on the enforcement side, but most enforcement cases aren't very controversial inside the agency. Occasionally, you do get some, for example, the lawsuit against Goldman Sachs back in 2010. But most enforcement matters are fairly non-controversial. Really, where her problem is going to be, if she's going to have one, is from having represented financial firms in writing rules that are going to affect the big Wall Street banks, J.P. Morgan, who she represented, I believe, at one point. If she has to recuse, that's a problem because the commission has quite often been divided along party and ideological lines. And if you don't have the chair of the commission taking the lead, then it becomes much more difficult to write any of those rules.
I'm wondering if there's an alternative scenario, and that is in a situation where she's so much an insider that the ability to step back and represent the people, so to speak, and I don't know how you would evaluate this as a law professor, is difficult because you're so driven to basically do things the way things are done in the financial world. Maybe there'll be a tweak here and there, but essentially it's business as usual.
Well, it's a good question that a good lawyer has to separate the client's interests from his or her own interests, but also when she takes on this role as, assuming she gets approved as chair of the SEC, she's taking on, in a sense, a new client. And that's the commission and indeed protecting investors. That's the SEC's job, is to protect investors. And so she's going to have to, in a sense, switch hats. She's done that in the past. And you know, there's a part of it, too, given how well she knows how her clients operated, she could be their worst nightmare. That, you know, she knows the excuses and she's not going to be fooled by the excuses. But you're right, there is a danger that she is going to take the viewpoint of her clients or and you shed that advocate's role. It's not always easy, but you know, this is
what she has to do. Definitely what she has to do. Peter Henning, a law professor at Wayne State University, on Mary Jo White, the nomination to head the Securities and Exchange Commission. Thank you, Peter.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.